Bullshit. Phil Graham, the late American newspaper man and publisher of the Washington Post, is credited with the snappy observation that in a world we can never really understand, news journalism is the first rough draft of history. If you think that's bullshit, this enticing smorgasbord of a book may encourage you to think again. After all, isn't all history present history? Or, as William Faulkner wrote in his 1951 novel Requiem for a Nun, the past is never dead. It's not even past. When it comes to South Africa, here's a book to remind you of that most remote of times, the day before yesterday. Or, for that matter, even the day before tomorrow. Penned by the distinguished journalist and writer Jonathan Anser, this is a tasty meal for those who have lived through and survived a contemporary South Africa of jaw-droppingly dodgy financial pyramid schemes, the Repulsive Immorality Act and other personally invasive apartheid lunacies, cocktail sausage rolls, apricot jam and coconut tarts, spasms of apartheid nostalgia, breathtakingly cretinous, clueless and corrupt nationalist politicians of varying hue, a satanically influenced cricket captain, a president fond of leopard skin accessories, and another with a novel use for lounge furniture, a Springbok rugby team that generates more sparks than the national electricity grid, excruciating levels of barefaced lying by a packed rogues gallery, interminable quicksands of conspiracies, scandals, paranoia and persecution complexes, comical policing, a boundless national appetite for illusions and delusions, shamefully subliterate newspapers and shady press ownership, and so on and so forth. Well, there's no need to continue with a laundry list. You get the idea of what's in store. To anyone who may have decided South Africa has come to resemble a version of the Ripley's Believe It or Not entertainment franchise, or a 21st century rendering of a Victorian-era circus freak show, and a special treat for June 2021, marvel at the nation's maternity miracle, Josiane Sithole's 10 babies, the Tembisa 10. One question is inescapable. Why would anyone wish to revisit such a dog's breakfast of goings-on? The answer is provided by bullshit. Stop the clock and turn the spotlight on entertaining and painful moments in times forgotten, times remembered, or times still staring you in the face. This book rests on an inescapable incongruity. On one hand, as Anser points out quite rightly now that the shine of the early post-apartheid era has worn off, it's a land of lost pretension, no longer with any serious claim to being special. Readers are reminded that the world doesn't care about us, our opinions don't matter, and we are very ordinary. On the other hand, read on and digest what he's fished out of South Africa's overflowing sewers, hosed down and presented with a flourish. You will surely end up concluding that the place continues to be not so ordinary after all. There can't be too many other places in the world, apart from the obvious champion in national idiocy, the US, in which incredible fact eclipses inventive fantasy and where truth proves stranger than the most bizarre fiction. When you're blessed with such a fertile national imagination, why even bother to make things up? Credulousness and incredulity are so interwoven that the ludicrous and the grotesque have come to seem commonplace. It's what makes bullshit such enjoyably effortless reading. No need to gasp your way through it. Just savor this sorry chronicle with a permanently raised eyebrow. Combining journalistic raciness with a magpie mind and an alligator's nose for a swamp, Anser is a shrewd recorder and interpreter of South Africa's steaming pile of follies, crimes, misfortunes, and absurdities. Written with zest, this is an episodic feast, by turn irreverent, opinionated, angrily polemical, wryly amusing, mordant, and mocking. Bill Nassen.